Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to our producer, Jacob. Hey, welcome back, Jacob.
Hey, Erica, how's it going? It's been a while, but it's so nice to talk to you again.
You too. How's the wedding planning going?
You wouldn't believe it, but I actually got married last Friday, 10 days ago.
I thought it was at the end of the month. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
I hope you had an amazing day.
Oh, it was beautiful. And we actually went on a week honeymoon to San Francisco and just got back. So first day back at work for me.
Well, I'm honored so that you can be here with me today.
Thanks, me too.
Well, I'm going to jump right into our show because I think it's an amazing topic. So whether you have been involved or maybe even had a loved one or a friend involved in getting a new business, you probably know that it's a huge task to get a business up and running and make it profitable. Most certainly, it requires a lot of attention and dedication. And many individuals might get so busy running their business that they forget about themselves. However, as the business grows, so should the individual. And that is what my guest, Tatiana Villaria, and I are going to discuss today, building a business as a journey of personal and spiritual development. But first, a little bit about my guest. Tatiana is a hypnotherapy specialist and inner success coach for purpose-driven entrepreneurs. She uses her 10-plus years of experience working with emotional healing and trauma to help entrepreneurs overcome business blocks that keep them from making the impact and income they deeply desire. Tatiana developed a proprietary method that combines subconscious work with reprogramming body memory and its habitual neurological patterning to release reoccurring emotional and mental triggers, fears, and doubts, addressing body, emotions, and mind holistically. Tatiana's biggest passion is to help business owners build their businesses on the foundation of deep self-trust, emotional well-being, and rock-solid confidence. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I want to just know, how did you get into this? Because it's a very interesting line of work. So tell our listeners how you got into it.
And it's kind of challenging to answer this question because where do I start, right? Where do we begin? And what I do right now, working with entrepreneurs, is not exactly how it started. And I truly believe that our soul uses a couple of ways to wake us up, right? So for most people, it's either our health, our relationships, or our financial situation, the money, right? And my journey actually started with my health situation. And I was diagnosed with a developing cancer at age 21. And so how I discovered hypnotherapy was because I had the surgery. It still didn't work. The doctors told me to live in fear. And I don't know, you'll get to know me better, but that was not one of the people who was ready to live in fear for the rest of my life and go to for checkups every half a year. And I decided that I'm going to take my health in my own hands. But little did I know that the surgery will create, basically I had an injury, medical injury from that surgery, on top of the already living in fear and survival and everything, right? So I got on this journey of trying to heal my body and not live in fear and survive, right? And I was a new immigrant, came to the States at age 19. So it started developing like shortly after So it was quite a ride. And I discovered hypnotherapy because I tried everything under the stars to heal my injury from the surgery, right? The medical injury. And nothing worked until I tried hypnotherapy. And just to be clear, I'm not talking about hypnosis as the suggestive hypnosis. I'm talking about more of that. I believe hypnosis in the largest sense, in its true sense, is that expanded state of consciousness and our way to communicate and hear ourselves and our souls. So it rewired my body. I healed the injury. And of course, I wanted to tell everybody. I wanted to heal the world, and I wanted to share it with everybody, especially with women, and specifically those types of injuries and surgeries and the effects, the nerves and neurology kind of effects. And I started the business. And that's when I realized that all that stuff that we're going to be talking about today, such as the self-doubts and the fear. For me specifically, I had a huge fear of camera. I would love to expand on this further, but talking to you like this today would not be possible. Even 2 years ago, I literally would have a panic attack and my whole body would shut down, right? So, and then I didn't know what to do. I went from mindset coach to mindset coach and everything failed. I got into $15,000 in debt. And I knew that basically I was ready to quit my business. And then, but the service, the mission, the purpose, right? I didn't give up. And I knew what I knew how to do best. I improvised and innovated. And so the work I do right now with entrepreneurs is the very product of my own path, my own walk.
Yep. And I think that's important for people to know, because it's one thing to educate yourself, right? To, for lack of better terms, the book learning, right? I was taught how to do that, as opposed to you lived through it. You are a product of it, right? And I think that shows a lot. Not only did you start something because of your passion, and I think that's where a lot of entrepreneurs start. Like, if they have this passion, they have this message, they want to give it to other people because they love it and believe in it so much. And yet, they have those things that hold them back. And unless you go through of course, everybody's situation and journey is uniquely their own. But when you can say, I have gone through this and now I understand, and you can empathize with people, that to me holds a lot of weight. It holds so much more credibility and authenticity than just saying, I went to school for this, right?
And I sure did. But that was not where all the amazing, real transformation was, right? And I love your comment and thank you so much, because not many people understand, because we've been educated in the patriarchal system of having the diploma on the wall and having that as your credentials. And I believe it's so much more. I often say that we not only have to be the experts in what we do, but we also have to be experts in who we are. For the two to click and make us the money and they create the impact and live our dreams, than just versus like having it, basically surviving while having a business, which is not why we start the businesses to begin with, right? Otherwise we would have had the job still.
Right. No, absolutely. And I think that's a great kind of segue as to, you know, this is your story. This is how you started. But tell us a little bit more about the passion, right? And why you believe so fiercely in it, because you do. And I can see it. I mean, I see it on your face. I see it when we talk. I see it in your messaging. You know, why is it so? Why are you so passionate about it?
Because there are so many levels to this answer, right? First of all, because again, I believe we do best what we are meant to do best. And when we are given a purpose, we also given a destination or a journey to that purpose, right? And all that learning, otherwise we would have nothing to learn. And there's been a lot of learning and this journey has been real. And I would say that while many people begin their businesses, start their businesses because they want to have money, make money. But for your audience, so many of us, we started because we have this drive and desire to make a difference in this world. I work with a lot of high achievers who are purpose driven, want to make a difference. And heart-centered leaders, right? Business owners. And so many of us want to make this difference, but then the real things hit. And what I want to expand on today is those emotional wounds and traumas and all the shadows that come out, because our business is the mirror of who we are. And it's, I used to think that relationships are like romantic relationships, and I take it all back. I think the best, like, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. And you want to become enlightened, start a business, right? If we are doing it on that self-awareness, not the old paradigm, just make money, I don't know, get a certain lifestyle and that's it. But if we truly make a new way, the new paradigm business, we learn so much about ourselves. And the further we go, the bigger our dreams are, the more we know our shadows. And this has been this journey. And this is why I'm so passionate about it, because I've learned a lot, made a lot of mistakes, a lot of debt. So I have a lot to share. And yeah.
Well, I can't wait to get into the next segments, but we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk strategy and going beyond mindset work. But before we go, Tatiana, tell listeners how they can learn more about you.
You mean like social
media? Yeah, social media or whatever.
I am the only Tatiana Villarrea on Facebook. And I know, right? So I'm the only Tatiana Villarrea, and my personal page, I have a business page and also a group for female entrepreneurs, soul-driven female entrepreneurs, impact, income, growth. And if you're not a female entrepreneur, then join my page, and I do regular trainings and videos and post all the time about this, because it's my life purpose.
Well, thank you so much. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you ever wonder why you are put here on this earth? What your soul is being called to do? What brings you the greatest satisfaction? Tune in to the Personal Wisdom Show with Mita Johnson on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where she will help you learn to really lean in and trust the wisdom and power within you, creating a success you never thought possible. If you want to grow this wisdom inside you and understand your life purpose, visit PersonalWisdomCoachingNow.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
If you're a mom, you're probably hard-pressed to think of things you wouldn't do for your child's well-being. What if I told you the greatest thing you could do for your kid's development is focus on your own development? When you work on yourself, you begin to show up better for the people you love. Tune into Imperfect Momming with Alicia Lyons on your favorite podcast platforms. Learn more about me at alishalyons.com. alishalyons.com.
The wise tell us that beauty is everywhere, if only we know how to look. Here's a simple way to see beauty everywhere. Think of three beautiful things, like the laughter of a child, a sunset over the ocean, the sound of a waterfall, the taste of a perfect meal. It can be anything. Just remember three beautiful things. Then ask yourself, what do these things have in common? What do they share which we call beauty? The next step is to let go of the specifics, the laughter, the sunset, the meal, and just contemplate beauty itself. This is a heart thing. Leave the mind and go to the heart and find universal beauty. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover beautiful things together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. I'd like to welcome back my guest, Tatiana. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
So during this segment, we really want to discuss going beyond mindset work and strategy. So tell listeners why prioritizing business strategy and mindset work can hurt us and our business in the long run.
Mm-hmm. When I began this journey, as I said, when all this came out and it went from, okay, I want to share my I have this purpose. I want to share this. I want to transform people's lives into all the fear of visibility and public speaking and the camera and leadership. These were my big ones. But for some people, it's fear of success, fear of failure, right? Fear of, money blocks. Actually, being afraid of making money for a lot of people, that's unfortunately the case. And we don't quite know it and we don't recognize it. So that's one of the things interesting to talk about. So when all of this was coming up and I decided that I used what I used with emotional healing and all the transformation for my health I went through, and it worked. And because I started having a feeling that we are mislabeling things. So when we believe that what entrepreneurs have, the business blocks, right, and they come from mindset issues, and I started noticing that we are mislabeling things, because at the root of, not to say that there are no mindset issues, of course there are, and we need mindset work is super important, and like I have a coach, I hope everybody has a coach, but the biggest blocks in our entrepreneurship journey that I just talked about, all those fears, they actually come from either emotional wounds or relationship wounds or trauma. And when we mislabel it and say it's mindset, we are going away from the real problems and therefore real solutions. And we're trying to solve something that is so deeply rooted in our relationships and wounds and trauma and how it all lives in our bodies, not just the brain. And we're trying to deal with it on the surface. And notice how oftentimes we are trying to fix something with thinking differently and positively. Like I was going from coach to coach to coach, right? Or I had a client who was certain that she had what they call the imposter syndrome, right? The imposter syndrome is that self-doubt on steroids, because she could not pass her glass ceiling in her business. And she was going she was trying to address it with multiple mindset methods and people who tried to help her, because they were all trying to fight the wrong beliefs and her imposter syndrome, because she couldn't pass the barrier with money. And she comes from not a poor family, so nobody guessed that how could she have blocks with money, because she comes from a really well-off family. When we started working together, we realized that money in her family was used as a way of manipulation and control. And she had a deep trauma with her father and her siblings and her mother. But money had a very, very negative connotation, even though she comes from a family where money was plenty. So you see, when people are trying to solve it with, okay, we're going to take care of the imposter and believe differently and positively, but we are not going to the deep roots of emotional wounds and trauma, childhood trauma, we are going away from the real problems and the real solutions. So this is what I mean by going beyond mindset. And of course, these type of things are not possible to address with strategies. So if you're listening and you're an entrepreneur and you've tried all the mindset work and the strategies, and you've done everything that they say that you should be doing, maybe it's actually time to pause and wonder if there are deeper, more trauma-based causes to what you're experiencing. And this is what I mean by that.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point. And you mentioned earlier about the fear of success. And it's funny, is because it's true, is most people think, well, I'm afraid because I'm going to fail. And while many times it's not, it's fear of that success. It's the other end of the what if, right? And then what do I do? And then what's next? And it is that, what is causing that? And I, sometimes people are afraid to be vulnerable in those situations. And I had a very business, more corporate client, right? She's very corporate mindset. And so the emotions, the feelings, that was this, we're blocking those off, right? And I said, you need to stop and think about what is the root cause and remediation plan. And when I said that, because that's more of a true business corporate term, I said, you have to figure that out in your inside, right? What is, and it like clicked with her. But it's funny is because she was not doing the emotion. I'm not going there. That's not what my problem is. It's because I'm doing something wrong in my business. And it was until the point I said, you are your business.
Yeah.
It's you. So let's figure out what that is. But it is, it's inside, right? It's like you said, the emotions, your relationships with yourself, with others, how that, all that inside and all that goes into your business.
Absolutely. It's the mirror. It's the reflection of everything that we believe. And as soon as we go through the past of our comfort zone, this is when it all comes out. And this is the best litmus test, the best mirror. And if we are not dealing with all of this at the root cause level, for example, with my own story with fear of visibility, people were telling me, just practice, just push through. But I would literally not, for me, it was a severe case when I would not even be able to, like my vocal cords would shut down. For me, it was connected to my trauma. It was connected to some adverse life experiences. And this is what I discovered, that for most people, this kind of severe fear of public speaking and camera would be related to some negative shocking event some traumatic event or also period of their life. And oftentimes it's connected to authoritarian parents, the parenting style, and some type of abuse, or that when we lose that sovereignty and autonomy, and as women especially, it affects us. So we are afraid to be our real authentic selves, and it all is stored in our bodies. And I want to talk a little bit more about that if we can, because it's not, again, it's not just the mind. There is no way in the world I could just switch it with my mind, because my neurological patterning that the body remembers, this is what I discovered. And for me, my discovery was through trial and error. I literally started seeing certain things that I would do, and I would ask a practitioner to then practice my discoveries with her, so she will facilitate using my tools. So it was like the discovery. I really mean it when I say I innovated the techniques. So basically, I was noticing the differences when the body memory of those negative experiences was releasing. This is when the mindset change happens organically and naturally. So in other words, we're doing it from the bottom and up, from the body and emotions and up, versus from the mindset and down, trying to force with the mind. And for a lot of us analytical people and people with trauma, that's how we become so analytical, not from good life, right? For a lot of us, we have to survive, and you know, bad things happen and adverse experiences happen. And so just reasoning with our fear centers, with our amygdala, with our limbic system in the brain, reasoning with our nervous system is not going to get us far. But when I went into the roots, right, the nervous system, and developed those techniques, everything transformed. And this is how we go to those bigger dreams, because like I can't even imagine that I could not be talking on camera and sharing the message and loving it.
And we are really thankful that you did get past it, because otherwise you wouldn't be here with us today.
But I can't even believe, because the severity of how much how much of a shock it was every time, no matter what I did, I could not, like, no, just pushing through it and fighting through it. And a lot of people would say this to us as entrepreneurs, just push through, just hustle, just make it happen. It's going to get better. And I promise you, when we just push through and don't release the root causes, it will still bite us back, because it will come out on every turn and corner when we up level and when we have to be more visible. Maybe we need to publish a book now, or publish articles, or be a leader, speak on larger stages. So if it's not addressed at the root at the beginning, it still shows up, even if we just fry our nervous system and just go for it. It's not the kindest way, and it's also not the most effective way, because this is what I see women continue to hide behind their products, behind their logos, behind so many things.
They say those are the blocks and how they self-sabotage themselves.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss healing emotional wounds and trauma. Before we go, Tatiana, tell listeners how they can learn more about you or join one of your groups.
So yeah, I do regular trainings at least once a week, regularly, or twice a week in my group for women. Most of my clients are female, and also share on my business page, so Tatiana Villarreal Coaching, Hypnotherapy and Coaching, Tatiana Villarreal Hypnotherapy and Coaching, and the group for female entrepreneurs is soul driven female entrepreneurs, impact, income, growth. And yeah, I cover all these different topics and all the money dynamics and the blocks and what we use as that type of sabotage to hide and not come into our full purpose and power, because it's scary.
Yes. And we all deserve to come into our full purpose and power. So let's take a quick break. And I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One day, I arrived early to meet a friend for lunch. One of the wait staff welcomed me with a beautiful smile. It was everyday magic. We experience this kind of thing all the time, but it was magical because the smile made me feel happy and content. The Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. It means fully blossomed, fully bloomed and expanded, like an empty field suddenly full of spring flowers. In the same way, a bright smile given freely changes everything. It can warm the heart. It can reassure or inspire or uplift. It can bring joy or lift a burden. Try it for yourself. Smitam, a smile, and discover a little everyday magic. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover everyday uplifting magic together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore Earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
we're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn more about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Tatiana. Thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you.
So in order to keep ourselves moving, we must heal emotional wounds and trauma. And that's what we're talking about today. How do we do that so that we can build our business and really go on a journey of personal, professional, and spiritual development? But what kind of wounds or trauma do you see in your clients, without, of course, getting too specific, that holds them back, especially as entrepreneurs?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, I would like to begin with the definition, because a lot of people associate the word trauma with something really horrible, a war someplace, some country. And it's not the reality. So I discovered all of this with my trial and error process. And then last year, I gave myself this permission because I didn't want to be biased and influenced by the people. Last year, I went and allowed myself to go and see what trauma experts around the world are saying. And believe it or not, all the trauma experts right now are talking about the trauma lives in the body, nervous system, how we can work with it on the brain level alone. But again, to the definition of trauma is not an event that happens to us, but rather the experience of our nervous system. And it depends on our sensitivity and our resilience, and it's a very individual process. So it's a shock to our nervous system, which is individual to us. What is trauma for one person might not be a trauma for another person, but that means another person cannot tell us, oh no, it was not traumatic for you because it wasn't traumatic for me, like the same experience. So it is a very deep individual process. It's a process connected to the nervous system. It's the shock that is created in the nervous system, in the fear centers in the brain, and we forever stay in the sense of disbalance, dysregulation, yes, but also unsafety, right? So anything uncertain, speaking of the journey of entrepreneurship, this is why it comes up right away. So different fears that we experience as entrepreneurs, not just the visibility, but everything we talked about and so much more, oftentimes it's connected to, again, relationship type of traumas, be it long periods of neglect or maybe an entire childhood, right? Abusive parenting. And so childhood sexual for a lot of women, for most women I work with. And it's important to note, it can be known to us or not known to us. And it can be an attempt, right? So it's so important to bring light onto the subject, because we tend to underestimate the effects of these experiences on every single area of our lives. And so different, of course, attack experiences, all of that, any experiences that create sense of uncertainty and shock to our nervous system, or lack of experience, for example, lack of love, support, and care in our early developmental years. So we oftentimes talk about our negative conditioning, but negative conditioning always happens in some type of container, and the attachment style and all of that. So all of it affects and lives in our body. And it's remembered and rehearsed, really well rehearsed, because depending on how old we are, by the time we start the business, it's already a very well-rehearsed, well-practiced neurological patterning. And unless we release it and the wounds themselves, we try to go to a different train track, right? I have to think positively. We all know what we have to think and how, right? And what the positive mindset is. But yet we would get triggered. Like, I know so many clients will tell me the rejection, in the sales call, a rejection by a prospective client or a current client. The client doesn't want to work with us anymore. And it takes us out of the equilibrium. And women then go on the emotional roller coaster and start hiding, stop posting, stop going live, stop marketing. And the emotional roller coasters that we experience is a side of that dysregulation and some re-traumatization and re-triggering from that past.
And I think that is what is important, because as we get there, right, as we are understanding our underlying emotional wounds and trauma, all of that has an effect on your business, because we're looking at this from a business perspective, right? So not only does it affect you, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, but if you're trying to build your business, it affects that because you can get re-triggered, whether that's, as you said, in dealing with rejection from clients and relationships, how it keeps you motivated to keep going, perhaps, you know, in what other ways can it affect your business?
Healing it, how it would affect the business?
Not healing, but just, or leaving it unaddressed, right? So
leaving it unaddressed, yes, would create all sorts of sabotage with finances, with scaling, with expanding, with visibility. It's 2020 that what 2020 showed us is that we cannot grow a business now without being visible. Everything is online. And again, I see so many women who are visible, they're posting. But it's one thing to be posting and then contracting. And all these patterns within us energetically repel the clients and repel the money. So I know we went into science and I'm all about the body, but also from an energetic perspective. When we have it living as a signal in our system, we repel that which we think we want, but subconsciously and in the body. Like when a client comes to me and from her mental level, she says, I want to make 40,000 a month. And when I got her through a process, a lot of women will start crying and they will say, no, I'm really terrified of this type of money and that type of exposure. And so we go and we heal it, because this type of sabotage energetically and very practically, it's not conducive with our growth and really bringing out our gifts. I work with so many amazing, talented women, and a lot of times we hide. We hide even when we think we don't hide.
Oh yeah, I can understand that. I mean, I've done that plenty of times, right? And it's until you realize what triggers that, right? What is your trigger on whatever the event might be? It's going to just repeat, right? It's going to, you know, it's important to do that. So what methods have you seen that work and what doesn't?
Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, especially in spiritual community and transformational communities, we are taught to manifest, to visualize and meditate. But specifically for the type of emotional wounding and trauma that we were talking about, what I usually say, spiritual work is not equal to trauma work. And a lot of people, and I know for your audience, it might be beneficial to hear it an extra time, right? That a lot of us go into spirituality and that transformation, personal growth, development, trying to kind of run away or move away from what hurt. But emotional healing and trauma work and spirituality are not, in other words, spiritual work is not equal to trauma work. So if we are not particularly addressing the body, we cannot be those embodied leaders, right? We cannot bring through us that highest potential that you talk about on the show so much, right? So when we have stored trauma in the body and we don't address it with methods that work, again, if it's either mental and like mind-based, what the patriarchal system taught us is supposed to work, but all the indigenous people for millennia knew. If we look at indigenous people, and this is what, after I developed my method, I like look back and I'm like, I use two universal, like most ancient tools in my method, which can be literally done by a five-year-old, and it actually works on both of the brain hemispheres and on the body memory and stuff. And when I look back and realize that all indigenous people knew that, they all worked with the body, and they all worked with consciousness. And they used the psyche integration, right, all those wounded parts. But yet the patriarchal system, which was created by men, and all the NLP and hypnosis and all mind-based techniques, which are amazing and important, but for those specific needs are not adequate at tackling this issue, not suitable. So, men historically have been disconnected from their feelings. And they created these industries, the whole field of psychology, psychiatry, medical field. And so we are made to believe that that's the way to go, the mind-based. But where I found all the healing, where I guide my clients through, and what I now see that indigenous people use all these techniques, they are not doing it through the brain and mind-only approaches at all.
And it's good to hear, right? It's good to hear that you can show people that. And because it's hard, right? It's hard when it's embedded into people so deeply on just do this. And you have a chance to actually recreate and go deeper. But we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about trauma as an opportunity for soul growth. Before we go, Tatiana, tell listeners how they can learn more about you and join one of your groups.
Find me on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram. I have no time and no resources for that. So Facebook is my main way of communicating. I'm happy to answer questions. I like to get feedback. We all can disagree and we can agree to disagree, right? And I love to have discussions. And the best place to have it is Tatiana Larea, Hypnotherapy and Coaching, or my group. For female entrepreneurs, and that can be all found through my page, my personal page, or my website, TatianaLarea.com.
Wonderful. Thank you. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Start shifting possibilities into probabilities with Colette Marie Steffen through her Energetic Upgrade online programs and personal consultations. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Are you ready to get your shift together? Book a 45-minute Energetic Upgrade session with Colette and check out all the Energetic Upgrade programs at thetruthisfunny.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
To shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford-Mills. Living it up, letting it go. If you missed any information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Tatiana. Thank you so much for being with us again today, and tell listeners how they can reach you.
TatianaLaria.com, and I just forgot that I have my videos both on my website and my YouTube, and also, of course, as I said, Facebook. So I regularly do different types of trainings, be it the imposter syndrome. I have the one upcoming now, why imposter syndrome came from your grandmother. I have a very non-traditional approach to the fixing the imposter syndrome topic.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to watch that. So wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. And during the last segments, we've been talking about growing yourself to allow your business to grow, regardless of past wounds and trauma. So how do we use trauma as an opportunity for soul growth?
Well, I believe that any challenging experience, which is entrepreneurship, is one of the most challenging that I have encountered. And when it gets better, it gets truly better, right? Because when we are trying to, so any challenging experience can be used for that, as that mirror for that soul growth, right? Be it trauma, and be it entrepreneurship, relationship, anything, right? And the problem with why it's not the case for most people is because that emotional charge and the emotional, the feeling that we attach and all of that living in our body is what hurts us for years and years and years. But the reason I wanted to be on your show and I wanted to share about the trauma and the non-traditional take on how it can be resolved from the basis of the body and body memory and emotional memory is because when we do it this way, the emotional charge around the issue dissipates. Not only the mindset then changes organically, but we become those empowered, unstoppable forces because there is no longer an emotional charge. Like my parents, my family, especially my mom, have been the biggest wounds of my life. I went to my sister's wedding last year. I sat between my mom and my dad, and I haven't talked to my dad for 13 years. And when you know that you're sitting there and there is no more emotional charge around the pain and about the pain that you used to carry for most of your life, this is when you know that you won the game, right? And all of that deep healing will transform the business. All that deep, be it emotional wounds or trauma healing, all of that, when the emotional charge is gone, we use that, the resources get untrapped and untapped, and we become the unstoppable force and that full potential, right? So from that perspective, anything can be used as a mirror. The problem is that for most people, because we're trying to do it in the wrong order, and we're not addressing with the tools that can release that charge, it becomes such a chronic issue, and most people will have so much emotion, negative emotion, many, many, many of them, right? Different for different people. And when we work with the body memory and emotional memory, that emotional charge dissipates truly, truly, truly. And then we can show up in our business and we can speak on stages and become visible and be, you know, public. And most importantly, what we began with today, not just have a diploma on the wall, but have that breathing, living example. And not only we got the tools now, or we learned the tools from someone, but we also can imprint energetically the solution that we carry onto the client. And this is where the true change and transformation happen. By sharing the tools and holding that energetic frequency and also opening up the vision. Because for a lot of women, especially who've been through very deep emotional wounds, and especially with childhood and other types of trauma and wounding, that is so difficult most women would not even know that what is truly possible for them. And just opening up that opens up everything else together with it.
And as you have done, right? When you can heal from that, the emotional wounds, the trauma, and step into your power and purpose, you can build a purpose-driven business around it, just like you have done. And so I would say for listeners, because we're slowly running out of time, not out of time yet by any means, but what would be 3 to 5 tips that you could give on identifying, overcoming, and then moving forward from the trauma, the emotional wounds, and getting to the point that you are building your business for a personal and professional and spiritual development perspective?
Ooh, loaded question.
Yes. And with a bang.
So many levels. I really resonate with what you said about your client who had to face her emotional wounds to progress in her corporate, with her corporate approach, right? And how she avoided it. So, because it's so uncomfortable, and because just talking about, like, talk therapy and rewounding and retriggering, it just burned people. People became burned by how painful the process of healing supposedly supposed to be. And so we want to avoid it. So to begin the process, we need to get honest with ourselves and ask ourselves, so what are we afraid of? And what are the experiences in our lives? Or sometimes they're not even in our lives. I work a lot with transgenerational, intergenerational trauma, right? And the, like, what your parents have gone through, what kind of events they've gone through, because you're carrying their genes, and genes are signaled by emotions and whatever unresolved emotions they carry. I know that's a whole different subject for its own, right? But questioning what they have gone through, what I've gone through, what might be the causes of the blocks, because self-awareness and honestly evaluating what is the first step. And we have blind spots. So working with a practitioner, without whoever we resonate with, but who understands the process, combining it with the body work and releasing the body. Unfortunately, I'm the worst person to ask about this because I haven't learned it from other people. Hypnotherapy, yes. Other modalities, yes. I combine them all, yes. But specifically for the release of the body, I don't know what to recommend. But taking the body into consideration and using strategies that I know plenty of people teach, that I know, self-regulation and nervous system regulation, to calm down, work through the wounds that cause the sense of unsafety, because entrepreneurship is an unsafe, unpredictable business. And if we are to succeed in it, we have to learn how to normalize, stabilize our system, heal all the structures in our psyche, look at all the things that we talked about today. And then really everything else opens up naturally. When we are full of these dysregulations and imprints and difficulties, we don't know who we are. But when we clear them, it's kind of like we become the clearer vessel. So it opens up naturally. Like, I was not planning any of the things I'm doing now. But as I became an expert in who I am, in terms of as in the self-awareness, I realized, okay, I'm good at this, but I'm bad at this. I knew my strengths and I knew my weaknesses, and I learned to dance and play with it. And I think that's what the discovery is about, right? The self-discovery. And that's what we build the business on. Yes. Not something that we learned at school and paid a lot of money for, yeah, right? And now paying off the student loan, but what we have walked and what we are walking, like becoming our best client and then sharing it with the world.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for joining us today. It has been my great pleasure to have you on the show. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have an amazing day. And I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.